Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another vocalised roundup of accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people. And Jess Spiel from Vocalise joins me again to share a few upcoming events from their regular email newsletter. Hello, Jess. How are you?
Hello, Toby. I'm very well, thank you. Looking forward to sharing some of these festive treats with you all today.
Well, with Christmas just around the corner, this week we do have a few shows for young and old alike. And Jess, we're going to start with Sophie Anderson's much-loved novel, The House with Chicken Legs, at the Queen Elizabeth Hall in London.
Yeah, that's right, Toby. So we are starting off before Christmas with The House with Chicken Legs. So the audio-described performance at Queen Elizabeth Hall at the South Bank Centre is on Thursday the 21st of December, and it's at 2:30 with the Touch Tour at 1:30. Tickets are from £20 going up to £40, and as you say, it's based on Sophie Anderson's much-loved novel, and this is the story of a house that won't stand still and a young girl trying to find her feet. This show features puppets, projection and live music, so it's a great one for all the family for ages 9 and over. It lasts for about 2.5 hours, including an interval, a funny, thought-provoking show full of life, one for all the family to enjoy before Christmas.
Staying in London now with Tour Story's magical production of The Gruffalo's Child at the Garrick Theatre.
Yeah, so the audio-described performance of The Gruffalo's Child for everyone is on Sunday the 24th of December. So if you're looking for something for Christmas Eve for all the family, this audio-described show, The Gruffalo's Child, is for you at the West End's Garrick Theatre. And it's at 11 o'clock and tickets from £10. The Tour Story's enchanting adaptation of this much-loved picture book by Julia Donaldson and Axel Scheffler. Follow the Gruffalo's Child on her adventurous mission when you can let your imagination run wild. There's songs, laughter and lots of scary fun for all the family. And it's from ages 3 and over. It lasts for about 55 minutes and there's no interval for this one.
Now for the first of a few pantos with Dick Whittington and his cat at the King's Lynn Corn Exchange.
Yes, we are in full panto season with Dick Whittington at the King's Lynn Corn Exchange. The audio-described performance for you on Wednesday the 27th of December at 5:30 with tickets from £23 for this year's fairy tale pantomime, taking the whole family on a magical journey from the bustling streets of London to a spectacular voyage across the seven seas. Join Dick Whittington, his acrobatic cat, and a whole host of fabulous characters on this thrilling journey of courage, friendship, laughter, and lots of fun. So go and enjoy this one, all the family at the King's Lynn Corn Exchange.
Off to Sunderland with the wonderful tale of Beauty and the Beast now.
Yep, so the Sunderland Empire has an audio-described performance of Beauty and the Beast on Thursday the 28th of December at 7 o'clock. Tickets are £13 up to £47. So this beauty of a panto is audio described for you. Join Belle, the Beast, Fairy Bonbon and a whole host of larger-than-life characters as they are transported to a cursed castle under the spell of an evil enchantress. Will the Beast's heart be melted by Belle's beauty? Find out in this magical panto with lots of fun and laughs along the way, not to be missed. It's 2.5 hours, including an interval. Great fun panto for all the family to enjoy in that in-between Christmas and New Year period.
And for our final panto, oh yes it is, we have Cinderella at Watford Palace Theatre.
Well, I'd like to say, oh no it isn't, but you're right, it actually is. So Cinderella, the audio-described performance on Saturday the 30th of December at the Watford Palace Theatre. It's at 2 o'clock with a touch tour at 1 o'clock. Where you can explore all the wonderful costumes in this fabulous show. The heartwarming panto, the yearly one at Watford Palace, where Cinderella were transformed to New Year's Eve 1999. Cinderella, of course, wants to party like it's 1999, but her stepmother has other ideas. So sounds like a really good fun show for everyone to go and enjoy. Again, 2.5 hours, including an interval, so keeping you festive New Year's Eve themed for you at the audio-described panto for Cinderella.
Jess, we're going to end this festive roundup with Simon Armitage's new version of the Brothers Grimm classic Hansel and Gretel at Shakespeare's Globe Theatre in London.
Yes, that's right. I have our first audio described show of the new year for you. So Hansel and Gretel is audio described on Tuesday, the 2nd of January at Shakespeare's Globe. The show is at 2:30 with the touch tour at 12:30 with standing tickets at £5 or £10 and then seated tickets from £20 up to £59. So yeah, this is a new version of the Brothers Grimm fairy tale for you all by Simon Armitage. Set amongst the rubble of a war-torn village where Hansel and Gretel are left to fend for themselves in the woods to find out what happens along the way for them in the stage premiere of a new production filled with music, magic, songs and of course a sprinkle of hope for us all for a new year 2024, Hansel and Gretel audio described at Shakespeare's Globe. So this perfect treat for everyone ages 5 and over, lasting for approximately 2 hours including an interval.
Jess, if listeners would like to find out more about the events we've just chatted about, sign up to the Vocalise email newsletter and maybe find out more about other audio described performances around the country and a bit more about Vocalise, where can people go to find out more?
Well, head over to our website, which is vocalise.co.uk, and you can find all the information about all these shows and others on our What's On pages. You can also visit all our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram and X. And we, of course, have our email address, which is inquiries@vocalise.co.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed. As always, Jess Beale from Vocalise for sharing some great audio described events with me here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I wish you and everyone else at Vocalise a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year too.
Oh, well, thank you, Toby. And it's been great sharing all these shows with you this year. And I look forward to being back again next year for lots more audio described events from Vocalise and wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.